Previously on Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry.
Frankie and I broke up in real life. It's all my fault.
It's worse than you think, Agnes. We just got out of Ultralife, and we found the dolphins.
Their minds are all scrambled like dolphin eggs.
At least I still have you, Pina Colada. We'll send them all to Margaritaville, won't we? It's time for this captain to reclaim his ship.
Ultra water smells like carrots.
Oh no.
This is how Dyson is controlling everyone's minds.
This is what I've been saying, Frankie. You have the power to do anything here. You are no one's Tamagotchi. You are not a Frankenstein. You're not even a sister or a girlfriend. You, my dear, are a god. When I started Plexicorp, it wasn't only to prove to everyone that there's still a place in this world for an old man. It was also to prove to my ungrateful son that he couldn't just stick me in an old folks' home and steal my company without there being consequences.
Wait.
Dr. Amazing is my son, Frankie. You're my granddaughter.
Okay, please state your name for the record.
Tasha.
Tasha, is that a real name or just a nickname for Natasha?
It's real?
Sure. So, Tasha, you've got about 2 liters of ultra water pumping through your organs at the moment, so I just want to ask you one crucial question. You want to play some backgammon?
No, thank you.
Huh. No interest? That's weird. Because a little birdie named Google told me you happen to be vice president of the Oostburg Backgammon Society.
I can play you in ultra life.
No, here, in real, normal life.
Nah, I just want to go home and jack in. Can I get my $50 now?
Nope, not yet. First, you gotta drink this. I call it Josh Juice.
We never agreed on that name. It's a bad name.
Hey, I invent the drink, I name it. A tradition dating back to Shirley Temple. All right, not Natasha. Drink up.
Why does it taste like salsa?
Forget about the flavor. Focus on the feelings.
It's chunky.
No, your feelings, Tasha.
I feel nothing.
Are you sure? Because I've spent literal hours setting up this backgammon set, and it's all ready to play. You and me, Tasha. Just us and the gammons.
No thanks. I want to go home and jack in.
Tasha, you don't want to jack in, you want to jack out. You want to play backgammon with your real hands. To go to the mall with your real friends, with your best friend Soonin. You can go to Build-A-Badger and make Soonin record little voice notes so that when you squeeze the badger's tummy, you hear their voice. And it's the friendliest voice you've ever heard.
Wait, I'm feeling something.
You are? Me too, Tasha. I'm feeling so much right now. Oh, God, Mother Fisher! I really thought I had her.
That's the fourth failure today. We should tell Agnes.
Oh, no. Soonin, we can't. She's in a very fragile place right now. Mentally, I mean.
Ahoy, sailors.
Oh, no.
How goes it, Wayfarers? Making progress? Great! I've really got to hand it to you, Josh. This stuff is growing on me. It's like earthy, fizzy, kind of textured.
Please stop describing it.
Yeah, that! Well, you see, it's actually...
Agnes, the formula's not working. There's been no movement.
Well, there's some movement. Mostly, intestinal.
Oh.
But, that's okay. Maybe we've just been unlucky. Our next test subject just arrived, actually. His name is, Timmy Bahama.
Hello, strangers.
Oh, no. Oh, hell no.
Hey there, Mr. Bahama. Welcome to Amazing Labs. If you could just fill out this paperwork and have a seat over on that beanbag chair that looks like a brain, we'll be right with you.
No. Excuse me, Mr. Bahama, but what in the exact heck do you think you're doing here?
Agnes, don't be so rude to the test subjects. They're lending their bodies to science.
Josh, that's your father.
Don't be ridiculous. That's not... Sunan, that's not Dad, right? Dad doesn't wear scarves.
That's your dad, Josh. I can smell the Mai Tai breath from here.
You're right. It is I, Dr. Amazing. And you really need to tighten up your background checks.
So wait. There is no Timmy Bahama?
You have some nerve just waltzing in here like you own the place.
Oh, come now, that wasn't a waltz. It was far more akin to a Roomba.
I'm the captain of this crew, and I'll have you walk the plank.
Whoa there.
Out. Now.
But I have something extremely important to say. Something that could very well change the course of history. Although first I could use a snack. Sunan, could you fetch me a cheese tray?
Hey, Sunan doesn't fetch. They're not a hamster.
Hamsters don't fetch, Josh.
Exactly. Anyway, no cheese tray. If you've got something to say, you say it with a dry, cheeseless mouth.
Ooh, dang.
Fine. Here's what I've got to say. I know how to shut down Ultralife. For good.
So do we. That's why we're running these tests.
Yes, the juice of Josh. How's that going? Judging by the state of your guest bathroom, I'd say unwell.
This is our only option. I mean, it's this or we can do arson and burn down the Ultralife servers.
Ooh, I didn't know arson was an option. I've got that flamethrower/toaster prototype.
No arson. Arson leads to prison. And while I personally might benefit from the rigid structure of a life behind bars, frankly, Josh, I don't think you'd survive.
Yeah, you'd be a goner.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, don't be so dramatic. Arson won't be necessary. There is, in fact, another solution. An easy solution. As easy as, say, pressing a button?
Yes?
I'm not just going to hand it to you. This isn't the free sample booth at Trader Joe's. My secrets aren't mini meatballs. If I'm going to betray my billionaire boss, then I need some incentive.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
Oh, well, you know, I've had a long, hard think about it, and you know what? I think I'd like my lab back.
No. Not happening. No siree. We've had way too much personal growth and development over the past few months to just let you...
Deal.
What?
If you can guarantee me the solution will work, then fine. The lab is yours.
Agnes, no!
I'm sorry, crew. I give up. I failed. I steered the SS Amazing straight into an iceberg.
Actually, the boat metaphor is meant to be more Caribbean-based. The water there is far too hot for icebergs. Sorry? Continue with the talk of failure.
I tried to be a good, decisive leader, and I made a bunch of decisions, and they've all been terrible.
Listen, I know how that feels. Trust me. But Agnes, this is a terrible decision.
For once, he's right.
Well, then, what's one more bad decision on my watch? At least the next ones won't be my fault. Dr. Amazing, let's shake on it.
Oh, hell no. We're getting this in writing. My AI lawyers are drafting up a contract as we speak.
Okay, well, I am definitely not working for Captain Morgan again, so guess I'm quitting. Again.
Sunan! Sunan! Damn it, I'm quitting too.
You can't quit! We still have to shut down Ultralife and save Frankie!
And we will, but we'll operate from a neutral headquarters, far away from my toxic dad. I'm thinking... Culver's. What do you say, Sunan?
I'm always down for some Culver's.
Guys, wait!
Lonely at the top, isn't it, friend?
I'm not your friend. This better be worth it.
Sign here.
How?
With your finger. It's a touchscreen. I just... My God, woman, how do you live?
Okay, fine. There. Now, how do we shut down Ultralife? What is this mysterious, easy solution?
Drumroll, please.
No.
Fine. Be joyless. It's a button.
Oh, an actual button?
Well, virtual button. It's a self-destruct button that's hidden within the virtual landscape of Ultralife.
That sounds really fake.
Oh no, it's really real. It ejects everyone from the game permanently like a seat belt for mines. There's just one problem.
Problem?
The button is located in Dyson's territory in Ultralife, and it's heavily guarded.
Heavily guarded?
Oh yes. By 7 biblically accurate angels riding kangaroos, for starters. And then whatever else Dyson can dream up in real time. Spoiler alert, he has a flair for the dramatic.
Are you freaking kidding me? You said this would be easy. Death angels on kangaroos is not easy.
Well, the actual button part is easy. It's just getting there that's hard.
Well, actually, that's great and all, but I think we're just going to keep going with the Josh Juice plan.
Well, you see, that's actually not your decision now. Because I control the lab, and by proxy, the formula for Josh Juice. Terrible name, by the way.
But...
Because you just finger-signed your rights away. See what I did there?
Oh, no.
So I suggest you brush up on your survival skills. You're going to need them.
Wait... So, you're betraying Dyson, you're betraying us. Whose side are you actually on?
I'm on my side. Ooh, a thunderstorm? That was impeccably timed. Go me. Now get off my property. Ooh, incredible. I did not know I had the birth control for that.
Hi, this is Amy, the creator and producer of this podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazing Labs Prime. We're back, baby. Who says that new things are better? What's wrong with the way things used to be? We were happy then, weren't we? And rich and powerful, so powerful. The one and only Dr. Amazing is back in charge at Amazing Labs. So sit back and relax and enjoy having a real boss genius in charge once more. Or, if you'd rather support us directly, you can donate at DearEarthPodcast.com or by clicking the link in the show notes.
Welcome to Ultralife's Questions and Concerns Department. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name's Colleen. I live over in the 475th quadrant.
Hi, Colleen. I'm Frankie. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. I'm having a party with a few of my dearest girlfriends, and I ordered a sensual centaur. I'm told that's a fairly common request.
Oh, yeah. We get those all the time. Are you dissatisfied with your sensual centaur?
He's just got, like no pizzazz, you know? Like, he just, like, trots into the party like he's already naked from the waist down. So, like, where's the intrigue? You know? Like, where's the mystery?
So you'd prefer your sensual centaur to be fully clothed?
I mean, at least when he arrives. Is that so much to ask?
That's no problem at all. We'll put some pants on him. Any material preference?
I like corduroy. It feels rugged.
Great.
Oh, and can I get a discount on any future centaur services? For my trouble?
Of course. I'll go ahead and mark that on your record. Have an ultra day.
Yeah?
Doing the Lord's work. Hey, Dyson!
Did you call for me? You need a break? I could put up the maintenance side for a bit.
Nah, that's okay. I think I'm finding a groove here.
Well, you're doing great work. Our retention rates are going through the roof. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Mostly sex stuff.
Oh, excellent. I'll leave you to it.
Hey, Dyson?
Yes, Frankie?
Do you want to hang out later? I was thinking I'd recreate the walrus herd from Our Pretty Planet episode 11, and we could watch the mama walrus give birth.
Oh, wow, that sounds... You really know how to have a good time, Frankie. That brain of yours. Oof, wow, I'd love to, but I have some very important investment ventures to venture into.
Oh, right. Of course.
So you go on and do the walrus birthing thingy without me. Oh, golly, what a shame. I hate to miss it.
No worries.
Rain check, though.
Uh-huh, yeah. Rain check. Hi, welcome to Ultra Life's Questions and Concerns Department.
Pass a curse, please.
You already have 5 in your mouth. Finish chewing.
Okay, Mom.
Try dipping them in the Josh juice. Really fresh.
I'm good.
So, if we just press this button, then just poof, everything goes back to normal?
Apparently. But I don't know. It sounds really dangerous. The 3 of us versus 7 bouncing, biblically accurate angels?
Actually, just the 1 of us, because Sunan and I got banned from Ultralife forever on account of our dolphin interactions. Our brains won't even connect to the system.
Okay, so just me. Great!
So, if this button is in Dyson's territory, that means he must control everything that's guarding the button, right?
Yep. Dr. Amazing said it's whatever weird, twisted stuff he can dream up.
Then what if Josh and I go distract Dyson in real life while you sneak in and hit the button?
Oh my god, a bestie mission? A bestie spy mission? Are we bestie spies?
I suppose that would make us bestie spies, yes.
Yes! High five!
Spies don't high five, it's too obvious.
Right, good thinking, spy friend. What do you say, Agnes?
All right, well, I guess we could maybe give it the old college try.
I'm gonna need a little more confidence in your tone than that.
Okay.
Let's do the fishing thing!
Aye, aye, Captain.
Now I just need a way back into Ultralife.
Hey, you guys, I need to close up so I can go to my car and jack in. Could you, like, be weird somewhere else?
Oh, perfect. I'm gonna need your headset, matey.
Maybe.
Ugh. Well, I'm just as bad at archery as I ever was. Thanks for nothing, cult upbringing.
Don't worry, Agnes. You shall improve with time. It may take several hundred years, but one day the arrow shall spring from thy bow and you shall hit your target forthwith.
Thank you, Renaissance Rabbit. I don't really have several hundred years, though. I need to hit my target today.
Oh, 'tis a shame. Well, perhaps you should just use a gun.
Okay, first of all, you shouldn't know what a gun is. And second of all, ew, no thank you.
A trebuchet?
Huh, that's not a bad idea.
Hello, Agnes, do you read?
Yeah, I read. 10-4, over and up.
Agnes, hello? Dang it, Sunan, I don't think the mind walkie's connecting.
Oops, sorry, didn't push the button. Yes, I read.
Great! Shh, Josh, lower your voice.
What's your status?
We're outside Plexicorp, about to make our way to Dyson's personal quarters through the vents.
Through the vents? Is that really necessary?
Yeah, it's the spy way. Plus, we brought knee pads for crawling. It'd be a shame to bring knee pads and not even use them. How about you? What's your status?
About to make my way to Dyson's territory.
Do you have your weapons?
I have arrows.
Arrows? What is this, the Renaissance?
Didst thou call for me?
No, I didst notst.
Dude, you have the entire multiverse of weaponry at your fingertips. How about a flamethrower / toaster, or like a cannon that shoots out nuclear bombs?
Ugh, no nuclear bombs. We're keeping this as peaceful as possible. I'm going to use a few arrows and my charm and wit.
Okay, well, good luck with that. But, maybe a few tiny little grenades wouldn't hurt, just a thought.
We'll see.
Alrighty, we're going in. Agnes?
Yeah?
Be careful, okay?
You too. Over and out.
Out and over.
Was that your lover?
Ugh, no. That was my lover's brother. Well, ex-lover's brother. It's complicated.
Ah, I see. Shall I play thee a song on the lyre to mend thy broken heart?
Knock yourself out. Ultralife?
Hello, user. How can I help you?
Please take me to Dyson Plexus's territory.
Please enter the passcode.
Passcode?
Access to Dyson's territory is restricted by passcode.
Great. Another crucial point Mr. Bahama forgot to mention.
Please enter the passcode.
I'm thinking.
That is not the correct passcode. You have 2 more tries.
Money?
That is not the correct passcode. You have 1 more try. If you get it wrong this time, you will be permanently banned from the system.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
That is the correct passcode. Please stand by.
Wow.
Hello, Dyson.
What? What is it? I'm watching the Macy's parade.
My internal chronometer indicates that today is not Thanksgiving.
So? I like the balloons, that's all. Time was, people were entertained by a giant inflatable turkey. Now it's all sex centaurs. Oh well, whatever makes me money, I guess. What do you want? I'm on privacy mode.
We have identified an intruder attempting to access your territory. One Agnes Green. Shall we ban her from the system?
Do you know what she wants?
She is armed with arrows. She appears to be trying to assassinate you.
With arrows?
User info indicates that she is afraid of technology.
Oh, fascinating. You know what? Let her in.
Yes, sir.
Let's fill Frankie in on the situation at hand. We could use her help. You'll find her in the Arctic region in some kind of walrus doula simulation.
Yes, sir.
That's it, boys. Keep those strings taut.
Bestie spies, gonna take Dyson by surprise. Bestie spies,
your voice is echoing.
Oh, sorry, I'm just so excited. I think we need to turn right up here at the fork.
You think or you know?
I mean, this is all just guesswork.
What? I thought you mapped it out beforehand.
What do I look like, a cartographer?
You do kind of have those vibes, not gonna lie.
Understand? Rats are like my worst fear. I've seen the Nutcracker. I know what they do.
Careful. Josh, you're breaking the...
Josh. Soonin. You there? Hello? Okay, great. Well, in case you can hear this, I'm scaling a huge mountain made of Cracker Jacks, and then I have to cross a giant martini moat. And then it looks like Dyson's inside a giant bouncy castle. So far, no sign of angels, or kangaroos, or buttons. Just lots and lots of cardio. How is this so hard? It's not even real. Oh God, what is that? I see something coming. It's glowing? I think it's one of those angel things. Holy, oh my God.
Agnes?
Frankie, what the? Is that you? You look, why are you shimmering like that?
What are you doing here?
Oh, you know, I'm just gathering some snacks for a ball game.
That's funny. Because Dyson told me you're trespassing in his territory with rudimentary weapons tied to your back.
Dyson knows I'm here.
We knew everything, Agnes. That's kind of the point of all this.
Dang it.
We track all user movements at all times so that nothing can go wrong.
Things are going wrong. Everything about this place is wrong.
A few days ago, you were begging me to stay here. You said it was good for me.
A hypocrite if I've ever seen one.
I was wrong, okay? Frankie, if you know everything, then you know about the Dolphin Room. You know about the stuff.
It's for the greater good.
How can you say that?
Oh, please. All this outrage, just like a nature's child to blindly fear technology.
That's not what this is about. I'm all for technology as long as it helps people.
We are helping people. We're giving them the freedom to create the world they want to live in. Let's face it, the physical world is a foul place. And I mean that in the most literal way. It smells terrible out there.
This isn't freedom, it's mind control.
People are happy in here, Agnes. I make them happy.
I fix their problems.
That's right.
Let's fix those problems in the real world, like we used to. You remember, don't you? You, me, and Josh, and all our little wacky inventions?
I remember. We always did more harm than good.
We can't just abandon everything.
You abandoned me.
Frankie, I want to be together. But not here. It's not right.
Well, that's too bad. Because I'm not going anywhere.
And neither are you, Agnes.
Excuse me?
You're clearly a liability. We can't have you running around poisoning minds against us, against our beautiful world. Frankie, give her a nice little piece of ultralife all to herself, and lock her inside.
Wait!
I'm sorry, Agnes.
Frankie!
Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry is produced and edited by Amy Thorstenson. That's me! This episode was written by Liana Snyder. It stars Vivi Tai, Jesse Abachin, Kimberly Alexander, J.V. Hampton Van Sant, Matt Young, and John Steins. This episode also features Amy Brown Carver, Elena McManus, Zach McElwain, and Joel Orbach. Transcripts, as well as a full list of credits, including music and sound effects, can be found at DearEarthPodcast.com.